literally have so much to talk about. So much has happened. When did we record last week? Has it been a week? Are we on schedule?
Yes, we are on schedule. God. Let me take my teeth out God, so it doesn't bother you.
Dallin does this anytime we have an interaction.
Should I do it up close to the microphone?
He like pulls his Invisaligns out. It's like shedding an exoskeleton.
I feel like a snake. I feel like a sneaky snake.
He tries to do it. He never remembers to do it in the car. So he always does it at the dinner table. And he tries to be discreet by like covering his mouth.
Everybody's like, ugh.
Literally everyone gross. Sees it. It's never discreet.
That was nasty.
And then he like wraps it up in a napkin and puts it in
his
pocket.
I just throw it in my pocket.
It very much gives, you know, self-conscious 15-year-old Ashley vibes. Trying to hide from the world that I have a period and like hiding my tampon in my pocket on my way to the bathroom or something. Like you like get it from your purse and you're like covering all angles. Like, oh my God, I hope no one sees this. And then you like shove it in your pocket and like kind of like walk away, hiding the bulge in your pocket to go to the bathroom.
Sad. I had to hide different bulges in junior high. It just happened randomly.
Just like class. Period. You'd think I'd know when it's coming, but I still never know. bodies.
Anyways. Puberty.
What did we do today? Should we start with today or start with the week to catch everyone up? Because it's very important.
Catch us up on everything.
Okay. Well, we spent the weekend at my sister's house in Idaho. The Texas sister, formerly of El Paso, moved to Burley, Idaho.
Yeah.
And all summer, Dallin and I have been like, or just me maybe like, which is ridiculous because I hate cold weather, have been saying things like, I could live in Burley. It could be so great. I could totally do it. I love that. Let's do it. And I'll live by my sister. And then we went to Burley and it's great. It's a great town. It's just colder. Give me a metaphor, a fun saying that a grandpa
colder
would
than
say.
A witch's titty.
Colder than the backside of tomorrow. I don't know.
Colder than your uncle's beer can. I don't know.
I don't know. It was so cold. Just cold. And it's cold like it's cold forever. It's a brief
moment
in time.
It was snowing every day.
When it warms up, it's a brief 3 months. Mm-hmm. You're like, plant the crops or we'll starve. If you're a pioneer,
plant
which I view all life through the lens of what a pioneer would see. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think we're going to move there.
No, I never thought we would.
So, but I came to that conclusion, but it's fun to visit for sure. And we'll do that. They have a really nice house, and the house that they moved to, this only happens in Idaho. The house that they moved to also has a potato barn.
That they've turned into a nice extra house. Well, it's just a big barn shed area. They put a gym in there. They got a workstation. They got room for pickleball. They got a basketball
hoop.
There's
a loft with bunks. There's an apartment with a kitchen. It's like a whole new house.
Love it there.
It's great.
And they were such good hosts. Took care of us. Put us up.
I have the a little competitive and I want to be the best guest you've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not the best guest you've ever had. So I make up for it with gifts.
You're pretty clean.
I mean, I don't like clean the bathroom. Like my sister, the one we stayed at, when she stays at our house, she's like, I just cleaned all your bathrooms that we used. So they're clean. And I'm like, wow.
That was very nice.
She's the best guest. I don't do that.
I cleaned up her room pretty well.
Yeah, we like
and clean. Then, but yeah, you went above and beyond. You ordered them a little
gift. Well, to make up for my lack of bathroom cleaning, or like, you know, like the people who wash the sheets for you.
Yeah.
I didn't do that either. I did go shopping at Amazon though. And the day after we left, a fun cold brew jar filter thing arrived because they make this thing called Creo Brew. It's like cacao.
They don't drink coffee, but they do consume something like unto it made from cacao beans.
Yeah, it tastes really good. I actually really liked it. But I was telling her you can like reuse the beans you use for the hot stuff. Just dump them in this and you'll make cold brew Creo Brew.
I don't know if you could reuse the beans very well.
The beans. We've been watching a lot of Into the Woods.
Beans.
Magic beans.
We're good listen bakers.
Yeah. And then I sent her some hair glitter for her girl's hair.
Very nice of you. That's very nice.
Honestly, though, like it's a steal because to stay in a hotel or to like buy food for ourselves because she made food for 4 days for every meal. It's a steal.
Yeah, it's a lot to put somebody up. Least we can do, send them a little gift. Hopefully like it. Well, hopefully it works with Creo Brew.
I think
I don't know why it wouldn't.
It's the same. It's just, they're all just.
Can you cold brew Creole brew? Let's look it up.
Listen, they literally make the hot stuff the same as coffee. So yeah. Why not? It looked the same. You can do anything with anything. That's Creole.
Can
what
you
else
cold
happened?
Brew? I've Short answer, thought. Cold brewing does not work well with Creole brew, brewed cacao.
Damn
oh.
it.
Oh, shoot. Let's spring on the sagas.
Well, we have two, and you can choose to not be comfortable speaking on one if you choose that.
Okay.
Okay, the first one was the Great Couch Saga. That's what I labeled it.
Okay.
And then the other one's titled We Almost Moved.
Oh.
But didn't. Due to emotions from you.
I don't know. Just been thinking about it. Just been thinking about it.
Here's what happened. All of Dallin's friends. Well, one of Dallin's friends.
And one of your friends.
And one of my... Well, so first it was one of Dallin's friends moved to this neighborhood called Desert Color.
We've always...
And it's basically like... Took a chunk of heaven and threw it down into this desert city.
It's like the daybreak of southern Utah.
You go there and you're like, people can live this way.
Yeah, it's a planned community with parks and trails
it
and pools.
It doesn't have a pool. It has a lagoon.
It has a pool too.
They made a lake, right? Like it's a big lake and they lined it like a pool. So it's a lake pool. It's a lagoon. Uh-huh. And you can like kayak on it and they sell snow cones and it feels like.
It's a big old HOA fun planned community.
You're just, like you're there and you're like, why don't.
Yeah, we moved away from that when we moved from Daybreak down to here, and we live in a good old-fashioned do-whatever-the-heck-you-want part of town.
Boring, normal neighborhood where no one's getting mad at you
and
for putting
the houses
your trash cans
look
out.
Different. Yeah, so anyways, every time we visit there, we just have a little, man, this lifestyle could be fun.
And I've always been like, no, I'm not moving. This house is great. I'm not moving. I'm not moving. I'm not moving. But then...
So we took the next
step.
What?
But then my friend is moving there now.
Like, oh.
And suddenly I'm like, if you want to move there, I guess I would too. Like, it'd be on you, but I guess I would too.
And I don't know exactly what that means.
No.
I
you're not there. Emotionally,
you were
in
more,
the timeline, you're not there yet.
I
Dallin.
Thought you were more gung-ho
okay,
than
I'm
it turns out you were.
I'm going to tell you how this played out from my point
you're
of view.
You're saying things like, if you want the house, let's go buy it. You're okay. like saying things freely like that. Like, I thought you actually wanted to.
I am neutral. I will live anywhere.
Well, it's hard to read that.
I'm
you.
In the city of my choice. If there's a neighborhood you want to live and my friend lives there, I'll let you move there.
It seems like a joint decision, that one.
No, I just...
Where you live.
I feel like... I just don't want... I feel like I made us move here. A little bit against her will. So I feel a little bit of like insecurity about whether or not you're happy.
Okay.
And you're fine. But like in my heart, sometimes I'm like, yeah, I hope he's happy. And if there's a neighborhood you want to move to in the city of my choice that I made you move to, I don't want to be like putting up a stink. So Dallin's like, yes, let's go look. And we are really bad at reading each other. Okay. So obviously I'm getting it all wrong. And in my mind, I'm like, we might be moving, like freaking out a little bit. And we get there and we're talking to the builder people and like about lots and houses. And I keep looking over at Dallin and being like, he looks blank face. Like he just looks like he's bored. And I keep asking him, do you like this? Like, what are your feelings? And Dallin keeps turning back to me and going, I really like this.
I don't like big decisions. I'm just like, let's do it and get it over with. Like we just went and bought a couch in 2 minutes. We walked in, saw a couch. We liked it, bought it, left.
Okay. I have done a lot of brain work on that one.
A lot of, yeah.
I think you're just like an in the moment guy. Like if you're somewhere and someone's like, come do this. You're like, sure.
I am.
So like if we're at a builder and he's like, this is a great lot. Do you want it? Dallin's like, probably I do. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, we're moving.
You and me
which is like fine, but I'm having internal like.
You and me are very opposite in that I say things that I don't mean all the time.
You're very endearing. People think you love everything about everything, no matter what they're talking about, you're interested in.
And you plan so much everything out in your head before you even act or say or do anything.
For that couch we just bought in 1 minute, the couch we previously bought.
No, this is not so much about the couch as it is just
no, like,
everything
I literally thought about
world.
It for like 3 months and ordered 79 swatches.
Yeah.
No one's walking. The only reason I know I like that couch is because I looked at couches for 6 months.
No, but yeah, so you plan so much. And I'm more of a spontaneous in the moment
right.
person.
So we're there and I think Dallin loves it. Like I am pretty sure he's going to sign on something. I'm waiting for him to be like, well, here's our $1,000 check to hold the lot. And then we leave and I'm like, you know, like I'm okay to do it, but like still freaking out a little bit thinking due to Dallin that it's happening. And then we got home and he was like, well, of course I don't want to move. Why would I want to move? Our house is great. And I was confused.
Say it like an idiot like that.
I was just.
I never said, of course I don't want to move. I was going back and forth listening pros and cons of each.
Well, we got home and I was like, do you want to move? And you were like, no, I don't think we should. And I'm over here.
But
like,
then I would say, well, I could see this over there. Then I see. So I just, and I would say things all the time. Like, I think I'm a 5.
So I think
on a scale of 0 to 10,
based on interactions with the builder, I think you're just nervous to do something for you because it might put me out. So I'm over here like, just tell me if you want to do it. Just tell me if you want to do it. And
I feel like that's you pushing me to make this huge decision. Like right here, right now, let's decide. And it stresses me out.
I just want you to tell me the truth of your heart, which I think is that you want to move in that moment because you've been telling me.
I was trying to fill out my heart, listing pros and cons and thinking about it. It's a big decision.
I know.
Stress me out, lady.
Anyways, we fought about it a lot and now we're not moving.
I woke up the next morning after sleeping on it, came out and was like, I don't think it's worth it to move right now.
There was a lot
of. We have a great interest rate. We have a sweet house moving there. The houses are really expensive for a lot smaller, but your trade-off is your community. And I just was like, I don't know if it's worth it for us right now. And then that stressed Ashley out because she thought we were moving.
No, I thought you weren't moving just because of me. And see, I don't want to do that to you.
It's like you are trying to read between the lines when I'm just telling you lines.
All of your lines are stuck together and wrapped up with a rubber band. There's no in between. You just have 40,000 lines. And you just hop onto different ones.
So listen to them.
And I don't know.
Listen to the lines.
But here we apparently. Are, podcasting again.
Here we are.
Because we didn't get divorced that time.
Full circle.
Every time we
see how many more of those we can go through.
A saga that did not cause us marital strife. The Great Couch Saga. Do you want to tell it? Because you have.
This has caused me strife against Pottery Barn. The brand.
What is it technically?
It's a the West brand Elm? That I thought. Apparently West Elm, Williams, Sonoma, Pottery Barn are all
confused.
So I think it's all one big
all
company.
We know is that they come from two different companies, but we talk to the same customer service.
They handle both order numbers. So anyways, Couch from West Elm, a very nice furniture company.
It was great.
Violet's Bed
from
separate
Barn.
Order from Pottery Barn. Also a very nice quality furniture company.
We're not like we're buying from these places because we're expecting like quality and like
good customer service, you know,
like, and the customer service wasn't last. Bad. Just like we just never got our stuff.
So I guess you would think they would have their supply chain under control, but they didn't.
Do not. It is
so
a very bad.
A long
process.
Time ago, we ordered the couch. It was supposed to take 3 months. Like, all right, we can wait 3 months. The couch finally arrives. It comes without legs. We're like, okay, that's weird. Maybe it's the
people.
Shipping people that messed up.
Well, the shipping people are like, you probably shouldn't sit on it. And we were like, we're going to set on it.
Like, okay. So we like supported the beams that are floating down there with books so that it's not just like we're sitting down on these floating beams that don't have leg support yet.
I can't have a couch in my living room and be like, no one
sit on
this.
We kind of finagled the couch to have support until the legs get here. The legs are supposed to arrive any day. A month goes by. Legs still don't show up.
2 months.
Finally.
2 months went by.
I call customer support. I'm like, where's the friggin' legs? And they just go in and she types in the computer what legs this couch takes. And orders new legs.
But Dallin was like,
and ships like $500 worth of new couch legs for free for us to our house. Few weeks go by, they finally show up.
It is important to note that you called back multiple times and you were like, please make sure that these are the legs that fit our couch.
I did. I said, we have the extended chase lounger and I need to know that leg is longer. I need to know you're sending the right legs. And the lady was like, I was like, the last lady didn't really seem like she knew what she was doing. I just want you to help me make sure these are the right legs. And so she looked it up and she's like, those are the right legs, sweetie. And I was like,
they're all from Georgia. They're all very nice.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, good. I've done more than my due diligence here.
A month goes by.
Making sure the right legs show up. Finally, I have all these boxes, long skinny boxes show up at our door.
Guess what?
Guess what? They didn't send the right legs. They sent the wrong legs. I call and I demand to speak with a manager like a
you
Karen.
You demanded. You were such a demander.
Like I had a good old-fashioned short haircut.
If you know Dalton and I, it's very hard for us to be demanding.
Uh-huh.
We're like, whoa.
I put on my big boy pants for that phone call.
I did it one time with Verizon. I've never felt more empowered. Uh-huh. Yeah, I kept saying the word. This was my phrase.
A real
and
boss
I,
bitch
I amped
that
myself
day.
Up. I kept saying, well, that's just unacceptable. And then I wouldn't say anything at all. And he wouldn't say anything at all. And we just sat in silence until he was like,
he's like, I'm not paid enough for this. Yeah. Cause when every time you call, you're just working with a frontline, you know,
yeah, like like they're great people.
Yeah, they're fine. They're just doing their job. They weren't in charge of the supply chain for our couch.
I'm guessing like they're probably cautioned to try and like not waste a lot of money.
Anyways, I called this man to speak with the manager. Nice. And she's like, Mr. Seeley, you'll be working directly with me. I know the distributor. I'm going to find out where the legs for your couch went. And boom.
And I'm going to send you my
personal... email and you'll be communicating with me directly from now on.
Guess what? Nothing. Never showed up. Nothing. No email.
So now we don't even have a new leg showing up. We're just sitting here with all these wrong legs. Legs are piling up. Furniture parts are piling up at our house.
In the meantime, Violet's bed arrives because we're going to try and move her out of her crib. And her bed arrives. And the people who are like putting it together, because Pottery Barn's really nice and they do that, they were like, oh, sorry, like half the bed's not here.
Stupid.
And we were like, okay,
So we go through the same thing with this bed. First, the shipping company, they're going to see if they find it. I never hear back from them. So I call the customer support and they're like, we'll reach out to the shipping company, see if we can find it. Never find it. So they're like, okay, we're going to have to order new parts for this bed. It looks like they're not going to come till April.
And we were like,
that's 4 months away. And so he's like, in the meantime, I'm going to reach out and see if we can find these parts that you've already were supposed to arrive at your house. So we don't have to wait till April. And you'll hear back within 24 to 48 hours. Nothing. A week goes by. Nothing.
Dallin is...
I'm so mad.
This is your battle.
So now we don't even know where the couch legs are. And the bed parts are not showing up for 4 months. And so I finally call them. I'm like, I just want to return. I just want to send it back. We just need to find something else.
We can't.
And so I have to deal with
a bed that's a year out.
Another customer support person, and they're calling their manager, waiting till they can get approval from them to return all this crap.
I'm pretty sure we talked to the president of the company.
That would have been nice, but he's probably off golfing somewhere. No, we got to some upper up,
and he was very nice, and he was just like, everything's returned.
He's like, yes. And so after like probably 30 minutes, I finally got approval to return all these furniture parts.
I had to leave the room because Dallin kept saying things like, this has been the worst experience I've ever had shopping.
Well, I just wanted to get it across. And I like, I am not willing to negotiate
throw up in the
here.
Backyard because I can't handle saying
those. I just want
things.
To return. I was being very...
No, you were nice, but like I physically struggle to say that kind
I
of
was
stuff.
Balancing kindness and courage very well, I thought.
You were very polite, but you also said it.
Yeah,
said it. And then it's awkward because he's like...
Because I just didn't...
Well, I'm sorry about that. Uh-huh. Then you just have to keep being on the line.
I just don't want them to feel like they can be like, well, can we get you a discount? Or, you know, and I just wanted to be done with it. So now we're still waiting for the
people to come pick it up
and actually initiate the return.
We technically can't get a refund until they come and get there.
Yeah. So we'll see if they show up and we will update you to that point. And this story has probably already gone way too long.
They were supposed to show up within 48 hours, but they were supposed to email. And they did.
And these are all of our first world problems over here, ordering super fancy furniture that we're so grateful that we can even try to own in our house.
My prediction is that no one ever comes. And eventually Pottery Barn is like, here's your money back. You can just keep half the couch and half the bed. So we'll say it here first if we get to keep it. And we'll just give it, if anyone wants half a bunk bed and a couch with no legs.
You can have it.
You can have it.
Maybe we'll give it away. The Dashley's personal half couch.
Just we'll let you know if they ever come. But my prediction is at some point they're just like, listen, we refunded you guys, and like
3 months from now, that's what will happen. We'll finally get our money back.
Just like throw it in a ditch if you want to. We don't care.
Okay. Have you noticed an increase in crazy airplane stories right before like spring break and stuff?
I can't talk about this. I literally am to the point where I need to be drugged with something to go on an airplane, and I can't be because we have 3 kids. Uh-huh. And I don't really want to do that to you.
What have you ever taken? Have you ever taken?
No, but I like am to the point where I'm like sobbing at any point during the plane
ride.
Ashley
hates airplanes.
It's getting worse and worse. I can't control it. But like during takeoff and landing, I'm like literally like tears are streaming down my face.
Bose noise canceling headphones did good things
I'm
for you.
Starting to like, that was before it's getting worse. I like yelp every time there's a bump like, ah!
I'm trying to...
Okay. It's getting really bad, and every time we have a trip, and I'm trying not to like hold back Dallin's life because he doesn't have this phobia, and I go on trips and I
love
don't
flying personally.
I just every time we have a trip, I just dread it intensely for months, and it ruins my life. And then on the trips, my mom and I just worry about flying home. Yeah, it's really just a really hard process. And
fun.
I don't know what legal.
You're not that bad. You're making it sound worse than it is.
I don't talk to you about it. I try and keep it to myself.
Oh, okay.
I literally am crying.
Once you get,
do you
it's
see
not
me
like
gripping
the
chair rest as we fly?
Just during takeoff and landing.
Do you see me in the fetal position on the chair?
You hate takeoff and landing.
I hate the bumps. I can't do it. Yeah, the whole time nobody I'm just likes like, turbulence. I try and ground myself, but I'm in a literal airplane, so that's really hard. And I'm like, I say things like, I follow these travel accounts. It's therapy to me of these people who fly like every fourth day.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, counting countries has never died. Counting countries has never died.
The bucket list family
has never died.
Yeah. Remember, well, have you watched those pilots' TikToks? They made tons of TikToks about how safe the airplane is. Yeah,
until freaking the dork just gets sucked off willy-nilly.
Yeah, all those airplanes have been.
This is the thing. There are so many people that I have to trust to not be just slacking. Or machinery. Have you met our dishwasher? It's just a machine. A plane is a machine, just like our dishwasher. I'd like
to believe airplanes are held to a different standard than dishwashers.
No one knows, man. Like,
yeah, they have grounded all those models of jets.
The government?
Where the door fell off. They grounded all those models and stuff.
Yeah, after they crashed three times.
After a door
fell off. And pilots started being like, listen, if you don't ground these, we're not flying. And finally they're like, whoa, okay, I guess we'll ground these.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember when we were about to take off from St. George and they were like, the fuel guy accidentally put in 1,000 pounds too much fuel.
No, so I plug my ears when they're like, ladies and gentlemen, there's a delay because when I plug my ears and I start.
So we had to sit there forever while they siphoned out like a ton of gas from the airplane.
I used to just constantly pray and then I had a faith crisis and now I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Well, taking off from El Paso was probably the craziest takeoff of all time. We took off in a windstorm.
I actually felt calmest then. Maybe I just need to
meet
the pilot.
It was because the pilot came out, introduced himself, and taught us about how airplanes are made to withstand.
Made up a fake metaphor. It's like a boat going through waves.
He's like, boats handle waves super well. Well, wings handle turbulence super well. It was actually pretty nice to hear.
I've never been calmer. If I could have a conversation with the pilot and just make sure he's not drunk or high or he or she is just like a competent person who I would consider like a wonderful mentor to me in my life and stuff.
It probably is nice to,
if I was just to like,
it would be nice to like see whose life you're putting in their hands
I
of
mean, like,
four
the guy
two.
Who built our
I
house.
Said that so bad. Let me try that again. Okay. It would be nice to see the person.
two, four. You know?
Whose life is in their hands of
I want
with,
them to look me
on
in
the
eye.
Plane.
I want them to look me in Flying. The eye and tell me you're going to be okay with me. Like the, this is a perfect, you know how the anesthesiologist sits by my head during C-sections?
You need the pilot to
sit. He literally just whispers things to me like, how are you doing, Ash? Are you doing okay? How are you feeling? You feeling good?
Yeah.
You're almost to the fun part. The baby's coming. All right, the baby's out. You're doing so great. I'm going to push a little of this to help take care of you.
The pilot could chime in a little more often saying everything's running smoothly. All the buttons are working. Every single check was, I mean, if the pilot's taking off, then that means every single check was passed.
I don't know these people. I'm just getting in an airplane with a stranger and being like, well, I sure trust you. And I don't trust people ever. Hmm. Like.
That is a tenet of your personality.
I don't trust. I like to feel in control of my safety.
Yeah.
And I
don't. Airplanes are the opposite of that, but you just,
yeah. So anyways, like one's door just got sucked off because that's normal. I feel like, is it JetBlue? JetBlue's like offering people like $500 for the experience.
Probably free pretzels that normally cost $5 on their next like, flight. No. We'll give you pretzels.
What was the other one? Is there another one?
I saw a video of like a jet engine like flaming behind it after it took off. It was a cargo jet.
Oh,
if
and
that
then
helps
like
anything.
At this airport in Japan, like a Coast Guard airplane took off and they didn't know that also another airplane was landing and they just like collided.
Scary.
People are calling it a miracle that everyone on the plane didn't die on the big plane.
It's very scary.
There's this girl I follow, Gina Wilder. She started a podcast and she wants us to come out and film. And I don't know how to say to her, like, I probably should just say it like, listen, I have a crippling fear of this. So I don't, can we just video conference this? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Study suggests kids who love dinosaurs have higher intelligence.
Are we jumping to articles?
Yes.
Okay. I like to compete with Dallin and see who finds the most riveting article. So I save them all week. Okay. Is that your choice? Because
no.
I saved that one too. Are you going through the ones I saved?
I mean, it was a good
Stop
one,
it.
But
this is you're going through my article savings.
No, I'm not.
Are you in podcast article folder on Instagram?
No.
Okay, stay out of it. That's okay. Fine.
Here's another one of mine. Reba McEntire is going to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Do you choose that one? You have to stand by one. Okay?
It's a pretty good one.
It's a good
She's
one.
She's iconic.
I feel like. like a lot of people might have had to say no before they came to Reba.
Why?
I just don't. So usually I love Reba. I love
her.
She's
like a, Caitlin. She's like a class A celebrity, listen, A-list celebrity.
Okay, listen, I just feel like the Super Bowl is usually featuring like a very prominent in the news artist. Usually, I don't know. They've been doing a lot of throwbacks. So that could be completely false. Okay. Did you see the one of the morning TV show host who accidentally kicked his co-star in the head during a segment about how whether or not it was okay to put your feet up on chairs in an airplane? Oh, here's a fun one. The funny messages on those boards telling you like don't text and drive, those are now banned, so they can't be funny anymore.
Yeah, that sucks. I liked those. Bitcoin did a whole lot of nothing after the ETF was launched.
Oh, I have a good article.
Okay.
A man...
It actually went down. That was fun.
Yeah, that's ruined a lot.
It's made me depressed for a whole week.
Really don't.
I had such high hopes for that.
It's been a real downer here.
Yeah. A man... My friends all sold their crypto. They're like, I'm done with it. I'm just done. It's been such a weight off my shoulders. And I have decided to shoulder that burden for as long as it takes.
Dylan's going to hold out and...
Till 2030. And we're either dying with the ship... Or we're going to the friggin' moon. Either one. Who knows?
I think
time to spin the chamber by signing up for another year.
Okay.
You could be making the best decision of your life or the worst decision of your life.
Listen to my article. Okay. Oof, I have so many good ones. A man pronounced dead came back to life after his ambulance hit a pothole.
What?
Yeah, no. Modern medicine is a hoax, people. All you need is a large pothole and you're coming back to life. Your heart is starting. Oh, ooh. Did we talk about this last time? Snoop Dogg's reporting for the NBC Olympics.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Okay.
Going to be amazing.
I think I stand by that one. For all of you people living in the South or maybe like the middle of America where you get cicadas, if you know, you know. They were all over Georgia. You are in for a super year event because apparently... Like there's two types and they usually don't happen at the same time when their larvae turn into flying cicadas and they emerge from the earth. This year they're both hatching at the same time, the same summer, and it's going to be a billions of insects situation.
Okay.
They're going to burst from the ground and they've never done this in 221 years in the numbers that they will burst forth in.
Okay.
That's fun. Bugs don't really live here except for cockroaches. So it's not really an issue we're going to have. Mm-hmm. For all of you cicadas.
One of the reasons why I moved to St. George.
What are you looking up? Dallin's not listening to me at all.
Well, I don't know if you wanted to see the video of the Boeing 747 that caught fire or not.
No, Dallin. Okay. Do you ever want to travel again?
Yes. So I won't show you. It's fine. Everything's fine. They
it's
landed.
Not. It's
pilots can fly. With just one engine, and they can glide for quite a while with no engines. But did you know that you can fly for quite a while on just one engine? They just adjust the props and propellers, the wings and the prop accordingly.
Yeah, super duper.
And they just fly with one engine.
Can't wait for that.
You can do that. It rarely ever happens, but
my
you can.
My grandpa doesn't fly in airplanes, the one you haven't really met.
Okay.
Did you meet him when he had a snake? Were you there, or was that Rob?
No.
There was a period of time where he owned a boa constrictor, a python. He was taking off from Salt Lake once. And when you take off from Salt Lake, you do this huge bank, depending on which way you're turning,
mm-hmm.
where you feel like you're sideways because you are. And something happened and the plane engines died and they had to land. And he's never flown again.
Crazy.
Ever. He never flew out to visit us. He always drove. And I think I'm becoming him.
Fun.
So prepare yourself. I want you to remember how much you love me.
Okay.
And that I would not fly if you were terrified to the point of panic attacks.
Okay. You're going to just have to deal with it.
Thank you. Dallin's always like, I can't wait till we're like retired and we can travel the world. And I'm like, yeah, this is going to be so great. I can't wait either, honey.
I've talked about having a class A.
Yeah.
That we travel in.
Except you'll hate it. I know you'll hate it.
Nope.
You will.
I think it'll be fun.
You can't stand a tiny little like click, like any sort of sound in the car. Dallin's
let alone
like,
the whole silverware drawer bouncing up and down in the kitchen behind me.
If there's ever a sound, Dallin is like uninstalling car seats and super gluing things and like blowing the grease spray into hinges.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you could handle a house on wheels when you're in it.
No, yeah, maybe, maybe not.
The fridge is just rocking.
Well, yeah, we'll see. We'll see when we get there.
I don't want to live that life with you.
Okay.
Ash, go see what silverware's banging. Ash, go check the fridge. Ash, go spray this in the cabinet Ash, door.
Make me a sandwich while you're back there.
Just be me running around greasing things all day. Uh-huh. It'd be terrible. I wrote other things down on my list. Have you had any interesting dreams lately?
I wanted to talk about something way more exciting.
Segway. Great. Love that for you.
We are about to get our first daily drips flavor tests in the mail, and we get to test them and give them feedback and really hone in on the best flavor possible for our drinks.
That is very exciting.
It is exciting. It is. And then we get to get the packaging finalized. We're going to make our first order, and these pallets are going to show up at our house.
No, don't say that. They
and
are.
We are going to
for us.
We're going to mail out the first ones. I mean, they would do it for us, but I really want to do the first ones.
I don't want a pallet.
And we're going to go live on Instagram and TikTok, and we're going to show everybody how excited we are. Oh my God. And we're going to package them.
I believe in this so hard.
No, you don't.
I do. It just scares me.
Why?
Well, my fear, this is why we've never done merch or anything that needs an inventory. I fear the inventory.
You fear the inventory?
I just don't want to have like a room full.
You just got to sell the inventory and then it goes away.
What if we don't sell it?
That's we will. That's why we're developing
our sandbox
and doing research on products that will sell.
If it doesn't work out, we'll just fill our sandbox.
Whatever, we'll drink it.
The drink mix.
The kids' hands turn red every time they're playing in it.
For the rest of our life.
Violet just falls asleep.
You're like, everyone's drinking this.
You guys playing in the morning drink side or the evening drink
Everyone
side?
Everyone gets a scoop a day, no matter who you are.
Go eat the sandbox, kids. Time for bed. Okay. No, we're going to sell it because it's awesome. There's nothing to be afraid of.
I just am not. This is why I've never wanted to do merch, because I'm just like, I don't want stuff in a warehouse or like.
I mean, the goal is to get to the point where we can't manage it and somebody else is managing it, and we just, do giveaways and
that's
fun
the other
handouts
reason why I've
stuff.
Never wanted to do it, because I don't like managing people.
What do you mean managing people? Oh, I've got it, but this is my business.
I know.
It's what we're doing. You just put on a happy face and make a drink that you love so that you actually want to drink it and tell everybody about it.
I feel like, should I be offended by that?
Why?
I don't know. That's all you need me to do. That's all I want to do.
It sounds like it's all you want to do.
That's all
so.
I want to taste them.
This whole time you've been fighting feminist roles, traditional women roles, but in reality, it's all you want to do.
It's like when we had a trailer, when we had a fifth wheel, I was like, listen, I will only get this if I hadn't get, I don't want.
If we revert to the classic traditional
like,
household.
I was like, I want no part of this. Uh-huh. I have the kids and I will keep it clean and you have to manage everything else.
And
you
I were, loved it. And were, we were happier than ever.
I was like, you are Charles Ingalls. Okay. See? I discovered something about you.
What?
That I did not know yesterday. Yesterday I was looking for you and I found you in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what are you doing in here? Like, what? There was no reason for you to be in the closet. And you were,
I also needed to change my clothes.
Well,
but
it was a long. You were in the closet for. You were in there for a long.
The Peloton.
Time. Okay, it was too long for changing. Okay, so I go in there, and I was like, "What are you doing?" You were like, "Nothing. I'm just changing." And then as you walked by me, you're like, "I don't know." You felt the need to confess or something, and you were like, "And I was working on our Disney packing list."
You want to see it?
It's so great.
It's everything that we need.
Dallin has a very detailed packing list.
Well, it just sucks when you forget stuff. And if you have a whole list right here, I use the Reminders app on the iPhone, and you can just tap it once you pack it.
We've been to Disneyland like so many times.
And this is what makes it successful. There's so many things that you could forget. Load clips onto the hard drive. Unplug the hard drive from the computer and put it in your backpack along with the laptop charger. Violet, like on this last trip, I didn't use my checklist because we were fighting and angry and rushed, and we forgot Violet's entire bed. Luckily, my mom had one and the hotel had one, and Jill, we didn't need
one. She just used a bed.
Ashley's AirPods.
What's on there about me? I've never seen this
list. Your Bose headphones, your AirPods. I need to, and the air up the stroller tires for Disney.
For Disney.
Make sure that there's air in our tires because we have the Bob stroller and it sucks pushing around flat tires. The portable charger for Disney. I want to make sure to bring that in case our battery runs out near the end of the day. I've had this for years. This is how I keep track of things.
And you look at it all the time. That's what you've been...
Do you want me to
add... There have been so many instances...
Charging the kids and iPads and getting downloads on it the night before so we're not all stressing about downloads.
You've just been kind of like flighty this last couple of days and they haven't been able to find you a couple times. And I think you've been working on your list.
I plan things. I booked Storytellers Cafe.
I don't know.
And texting friends. I was doing a little of that last night too. It's fun. There was a funny group text happening. I was trying to be a part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else is on the list?
I mean, just normal stuff.
Is it stuff like...
I don't know if it's that entertaining. Oh, the white water bottles on here. We can delete that. That's the water bottle we got all the
signatures on.
Signies. Sunglasses. iPads charged. Make sure you don't have any weed gummies in your backpack.
You really put that on there?
Before you fly.
We're not flying.
I had some in my backpack one time. Maybe I just don't. My shaver, toothbrush, Violet's blackout tent. We don't bring that anymore. I can delete that. Sound machine, shoes, clothes, gas in the car, downloads on the iPads, kids' headphones, chargers, hard drive, laptop, coats, rain jackets. All those things. Elsa dress.
You carry
dresses for the kids, Lunchables.
You carry the mental burden of this trip.
And you carry the emotional
anxiety.
I'm
like you, how you are usually, but with Disney, you're me.
What do you mean?
Because I'm over here like, what do you need to plan? There's nothing to plan. And you're like, this does not just happen.
Yeah.
Just willy-nilly. Like a lot goes into this. And I'm like, what? I have no idea. What?
I run around doing so much stuff the night before.
Like I say this to you with like so many other things.
We take each other for granted until we get divorced. That's how marriage works.
I just didn't know you put all that thought. I'm literally over here like, what do we need to do? We just jump in the car and go.
No, I probably take way too much you do for granted. No. And I just want to say that I love you and I hope our kids end up just like you. And I really acknowledge how lovely and vulnerable you are to me. And when I first met you, you just opened up your heart to me and it was enough for me. And I always loved that. And I just love you forever.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. Amen. Let's go to lunch.
I love you too.